What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Discovering Discographies podcast,
where we talk about your favorite artists, albums, and all things music. I'm your host, Brandon Pulliam.
And I'm Brandon Point.
And without further ado, let's dive into today's topic.
So, guys, today we have our first guest ever. Well, I don't know about ever, but we have our first guest.
First musical artist
guest. First musical artist. That's exciting. We have Srika Danthu in the building.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. My name is Srika Danthu. I'm a sophomore here at UNC Charlotte. I'm majoring in business, and my debut album, Talking to the Moon, drops, I guess, tomorrow at midnight. So, yeah, I'm here to talk about that.
So, kind of tell us, what was your inspiration for this album?
I just really wanted it to be, like, kind of, like, my story. You know, I just really wanted to, like, talk about, like, what's been happening in my life. Some of the artists I took a lot of inspiration from, definitely. I think Olivia Rodrigo goes without saying. You know, Shawn Mendes, Lauv, Tate McRae are some of the artists.
So, like, a lot of singer-songwriter type people?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I write all my music, so.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. What would you say are some, like, the biggest artists you listen to, like, growing up?
Growing up? I think I was into, like, a lot of, like, Disney-type artists, like Sabrina Carpenter,
okay.
Sophia Carson, like, just very Disney. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, Disney gave us Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
So I can't complain.
Yeah, for sure.
So, can you explain, like, what made you come up with the title for the EP?
Yeah, for sure. So, basically, we kind of just went off the picture. So, I remember I really wanted to do a photo shoot. So, me and my friends, we went to Uptown, and we kind of just started taking pictures. And there was a moon, like, really, like, it was, like, really, you know, bright, and it was, like, shining really nicely. So, it kind of gotten, like, almost all of them, and I kind of just, like, was looking back at them, and I just picked, like, one, and I was like, oh my god, like, this would be such, like, a good album cover, and it did, like, fit with, like, what I wanted, like, the vibe of the album to be like. So we kind of just, I think one of my friends, Felique, he was like, yeah, I think Talking to the Moon would be, like, really, like, a good title. So yeah.
And it's, like, the aesthetic for the album. Is that something you're coming up with as you're writing the songs?
Yeah, for sure.
Like afterwards?
I don't really know. I mean, I kind of just, like, I think, I'm pretty sure I just thought of the aesthetic, like, after I wrote everything. Yeah.
Do you think, like, your track listing and how you decided that kind of played into the aesthetic? Or, like, it was just...
I don't think it necessarily played into it. I kind of just wrote how I felt, and, like, a lot of the songs kind of, like, went, like, complemented each other through that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we have heard the whole album prior to this, and I have to say it is very good, very cohesive.
Thank you.
I am in love. My favorite song, I think, out of all of them so far is I Don't Even Know You. And I think specifically, I think the acoustic, I think I like a tad bit better than the original.
Okay, thank you.
I also love the acoustics. I think the Blonde Girl acoustic made me love that song even more. I also love Used to This. I think it was just really relatable. Like,
right.
In the song you said, I always worry about everybody else thinking that they know better for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, like, I just felt the insecure aspect, like, the very, like, what you're trying to portray in the song.
Right.
I felt that before. I also like Actress as well. But tell us about, like, your creative process when making these songs.
Mm-hmm. It varies a lot between song to song, because I've written over beats, like, with Brooklyn Heights and On Purpose for... Oh, yeah, and Actress, I wrote over beat also. For I Don't Even Know You and Blonde Girl, that was, like, completely, like, made from scratch. I worked with my music teacher who like worked with me, and like we worked on like the piano part together, and we took that to my producer who added like all the other instruments. But for used to me, it's not used to this, it's used to me. Yeah, for that song, it was made out of scratch, definitely. My producer kind of just like made a track based on like the voice memos I sent to him of me singing, and from there we kind of just narrowed it down to like the tempo and like what instruments like need to be cut and stuff like that. So it was like different for each song.
So you don't
like
have one singular way that you write every song, like kind of differs between each song?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's different.
Okay. And Sean, on average, how long does it take you to write a song typically?
That also varies between songs for sure. On Purpose took like about an hour. Blonde Girl took about like 2 months. Brooklyn Heights took about like 2 months. Actress took about like a day. Used to This took about I mean, I wrote it in like 10th grade. It's kind of just been in my phone until like a couple months ago. So it definitely like depends, I guess, on the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, would you mind kind of taking us through the track list and kind of telling us what was going through your head when you were producing these songs?
Right, right. Okay, so the first song is called I Don't Even Know You. I really wanted to start off the album like with like a really nostalgic song. just because, you know, that's like kind of what I wanted like the listener to feel, like this entire album to be like, you know, nostalgic and like remembering stuff from like the past, you know, self-reflection. Yeah, so I Don't Even Know You was first. I really like when I was writing this, I really wanted it to be like, you know, a ballad, like really emotional. So that's where the piano came in. But I also really wanted it to be like with like a lot of percussion, like drums and stuff. So that's kind of what was going through my mind with that one. And then the second one is On Purpose. That song, I didn't really have anything to do with production in that one. It was just my producer. He kind of just made a beat. He sent it over. I wrote over it and I recorded it. Honestly, I did not expect my debut single to be like On Purpose, like, because I was like rapping in that, you know, I was singing too, like I remember I wrote it and I sent it to my friend and I was like, I don't know if I want to release this because I'm not a rapper, but you know, I ended up liking it. Mm-hmm. Like as time went on, so I ended up releasing it.
Yeah.
And you know, people did like it, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was nice. The third song is called Blonde Girl. This song, yeah, I envisioned it to be like a ballad also. I definitely liked, like, I really wanted to be like dreamy. Like in the track you hear, it's like there's like the piano and then there's like the little like background vocals, like, or yeah, that make it sound like dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also really wanted it to be like, I guess it's like, yeah, it's like Happier by Olivia Rodrigo, kind of like,
mm-hmm.
like the essence of the song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really like wasn't really thinking about like, you know, like I really wanted to sound like that necessarily. It kind of just came out like that, I guess, because mm-hmm. I'm really inspired by her.
Yeah, I can definitely tell with this track. That was not actually the song that I was thinking of by her when I think of this song. But now that you say that, I kind of hear it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking more Driver's License because she does say that Blonde Girl.
Oh,
that,
yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, Blonde Girl too. Yeah, and the fourth song is Actress. That's one of the songs that's unreleased. Actress is definitely like... an outlier, I guess, out of the other songs, just because all my other songs are very like sad, you know, like, you know, I miss you, like, you know, blah blah blah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Actress, I'd say, is like the opposite of that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's very like angsty, like very like, I don't like you, like mm-hmm. you hurt me, like
yeah.
get out of my life, kind of. yeah, for this, I had no nothing to do with really production because I just wrote over a beat. But I like I guess I had some influence from Tate McRae because the track that I wrote over, it was kind of reminded me of some of her songs. So yeah, I kind of just took some influence from her with that one.
Okay.
The fifth song is Brooklyn Heights. That song I wrote over a beat. I really for this one it's really different from my other ones too, just because it's a happier song. And yeah, like I like never like thought I could write a happy song, so I guess I proved myself wrong with this one. I took a lot of influence from Lauv because his song and I Like Me Better, there's the little na 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 na, and that's like kind of like I thought that was like, you know, some sort of like a violin or something, and then he said that it was like his voice and he like put an effect over it, and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool, like I want to do that in like one of my songs. And like in the song, like there's like the like you know, you can tell that's my voice, but like it's kind of like a similar thing. So yeah, I just really wanted to like make like a Lauv type song, and yeah, I really wanted to like make like one of those like songs about like your friends kind of like doing like dumb stuff and just like being kids.
I do have a question about that song. Yeah. Where is Brooklyn Heights?
So yeah, so when I say Brooklyn Heights, I do not mean New York. We did not go all the way to New York.
I was about to say, I was like, I feel like I've heard of Brooklyn Heights, but...
I was thinking of Washington Heights from the Heights.
I think that's what I was thinking, too.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely not... Like, we did not go to New York. Basically, back home, I, like, live in this, like, neighborhood where it's, like, really close to, like... you know, Harris Teeter, like a pizza place, like all this stuff, like all in one place. And right by all of that, there's like these like townhomes that like, I remember I like walked by it like, I think a couple years ago with like some of my friends that like live in that neighborhood with me. And we like saw the these like townhomes like right next to all that. And this one girl was like, oh my God, that like those like look like the... you know, the townhomes like from Brooklyn Heights or whatever. And then we just started calling it Brooklyn Heights. And like, we just kind of go there, like if we're bored or whatever. And you know, we spent like a lot of money on like coffee and like stuff like that over there. You know, we'd like hang out and like, it just kind of felt like we're escaping our problems. And just like having a good time. And yeah, I wanted to like write a song about it.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I always love hearing like the backstories of things like that that you might not necessarily know on first listen, because it makes you feel so much more connected to the song.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then the next song is Used to Me. The track of the file.
I'm so sorry, y'all. Used to This.
No, you're good. Yeah, the file is called Used to This. Just because the first line of the song is, I'm so used to this. So my producer thought that the song was used to this when it's used to me. But yeah, so basically this song, I really wanted it to be like, honestly, I don't really know. Like, I just really wanted it to be like, you know, vulnerable, like, and like kind of simple, like one of those songs that like tells a story, but it's like, there's not a lot going on kind of. Yeah, and this one's really interesting because when you like listen to it, it's more of like, it's like a song that you would like listen to like in high school. You're like, you know, like feeling insecure, like all of that stuff. And I did write this in high school. I wrote this in like 10th grade. Yeah, I wrote this in 10th grade, and then I like didn't look back on it until like a few months ago when my friend... He's like making a movie, and he casted me and stuff, and he was like, hey, can you like write a song for my movie and stuff? And I like read the script and everything, and you know, I was like, you know, before I write a whole other song, like let me see like if there's anything like in my phone that's like, you know, that could like fit the theme of the, you know, movie. And I found like Used to Me, and I was like, this is interesting, like I can see this like fitting in kind of. Mm-hmm. I sent him the song, like I sent him the lyrics, and he was like, oh my God, like, yeah, this like definitely like fits with the character, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so yeah, we were like, okay, like we're on board with this song, whatever. And then I started like making the melody, you know, playing around with guitar chords and stuff. I sent him the demo that I recorded. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, it's very somber, you know, that's not really the type mm-hmm. of song I want in my movie. Mm-hmm. It is a good song, but it mm-hmm. just doesn't fit. Yeah. But I really liked it. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it like fit with like what I wanted to like say, mm-hmm. I guess. So yeah.
So would you say, like, I know you said like you wrote it in 10th grade. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you still find it relevant to you today?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Okay. Good. Yeah, so that's Used to Me. The seventh song is Blonde Girl Acoustic Version. This was honestly a spur of the moment decision to put this on the album. Because I knew that I was going to put I Don't Even Know You Acoustic Version. Yeah, I think a bunch of my friends were like, you should put like Blonde Girl Acoustic Version. Just because it's like, you know, one of the two ballads on your, mm-hmm. You know, album. Like we want to hear the acoustic version. So I impulsively put it on there. You know, not really much thought behind that one. And then the last song is I Don't Even Know You Acoustic Version. It made sense to like end the album with like the acoustic version mm-hmm. of the song that started off the album. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been waiting to actually release the acoustic version for a little bit, because when I first wrote it and everything with my teacher, it was literally just piano and my voice. And I remember I played it for some of my friends before I recorded it and everything. And they were like, oh my God, we really like this, you know. You should definitely release it like this and stuff. We went to the studio and then my producer added like, you know, a bunch of stuff and, you know, everything. And like, you know, it did sound good. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just stuck with that version. And then I released the song. And, you know, a bunch of people were like, we like the first version better. Mm-hmm. You know, at some point, can you like release that? So, yeah, the acoustic version is finally coming mm-hmm. out for everyone who wants to listen to it.
At least you're listening to the fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really love the acoustic version of this album, like Brandon was saying earlier. Mm-hmm. But it makes it feel so much more like vulnerable and raw. And you can right. really like listen to the lyrics yeah. and actually yeah. hear the purpose of the song mm-hmm. a lot
yeah.
more.
And plus the last word of the song is a perfect way to end the album.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's over and then it like yeah. fades. Yeah, for sure.
Genius.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't do that on purpose. But
well, hey, it worked.
Yeah, no. I didn't mean to do that. But yeah, it fits for mm-hmm. sure.
Well, thank you for going through the track list.
Yes.
It's definitely nice to have a lot more insight on the songs and kind of get a vision on your creative process a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely looking forward to what you drop next. Or is there any new music in the works? I know this one just came out, yeah. but...
yeah, I'm definitely thinking about, you know, future songs. So, okay. yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Do you think this this experience will kind of motivate you to continue further and maybe perhaps pursue it more how do I say this,
like professionally?
Yeah, but like professionally and also like more consistently.
Yeah, yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. You know, I'm a full-time student, mm-hmm. so it is kind of hard, but I'm gonna try more to like, you know, dedicate some more time to like writing and recording and everything. I definitely have some more ideas on like new songs coming forward, but yeah, I'm really excited to see what I do next.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We are too.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song on the album?
Okay, my favorite song. Okay, it's really hard. It changes a lot. I think the first time I listened through it, the entire thing, it was used to me. Now it's really hard. It's either Blonde Girl or Used to Me.
Okay.
Yeah. Or actually Actress. I've been listening to that song lately a lot. Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. Those are top three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a solid top three.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very solid top three.
Well, thank you again for joining us. So now we're going to lead into a segment called What's in Our Ear, where we talk about the music that we've been listening to lately. So would our lovely guests like to start us off today?
Okay. Honestly, I've been listening to a lot of my music. Just because, you know, the album's coming out and, like, you know, it's like kind of, it's like mine until I release it. So I'm like trying to, like, you know, like really listen. I listened to Camila Cabello's new song. I don't really know how to feel about the song just because it's really different. I don't know. Personally, I didn't really like it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Did you like a lot of her music in the past?
Yeah. I really liked her Romance album, and I liked her first album. I really liked how she did like Latin pop. I really liked that. Mm-hmm. So when she like switched to hyperpop, I was like, "What is going on?"
Yeah,
and using Playboi Carti as like a feature, that was also really surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I'm not even surprised anymore because she's had Young Thug on a song. Who else? She had Quavo on a song. So, I mean, she loves the rappers.
She loves the rappers.
Yeah.
Anything else that you've been listening to?
Honestly, I've been like listening to a lot of Indian music. Yeah.
Cool.
What about you, Brandon?
So for me, I have been listening to this song from Cowboy Carter. It's called Levi's Jeans. I believe it is the perfect mix of country and R&B. It features Post Malone, which I didn't really know what to expect with Beyonce and Post Malone, but I thought they did pretty well. And then also I've been revisiting in my book, a country classic for me. But it's Cruise by Florida Georgia Line. It's the remix with Nelly.
That's a throwback.
Yes. It gives me nostalgia every time I listen to it. I'm pretty sure this was like a theme song for WWE at one point, or like a WrestleMania or something. But it just brings me a lot of nostalgia. And then Kiss of Life by Sade. Such a vibe. It hits different late at night. And then just lastly, I would say Accidentally in Love. It's from Shrek 2, the soundtrack. It's by Counting Crows, but another song that just delivers nostalgia for me.
Cool. I've also been in my Cowboy Carter era. My favorite songs are probably Blackbird and Just for Fun and Bodyguard. I've also been listening to like other black country artists that she featured and that she didn't feature. I know we said Mickey Guyton was a big miss that she should have featured.
Yeah.
I also think Breland, she should have featured.
Breland would have been good too.
Yes, I think he would have been a good feature on Levi's Jeans actually. Mm-hmm. He makes that kind of country R&B kind of music. Also Tanner Adel, Raina Roberts, people like that. I'm also listening a lot to Kehlani's new single that she just released. If y'all know me, y'all know I'm a Kehlani stan. Like, she can do no wrong in my book, so that as well. She's also a big kind of singer-songwriter person, but more in R&B.
Oh,
she writes all of her music.
Yeah.
So I should listen to Beyonce's new album?
Yes, okay. I would say
I think you should take a listen. Yeah.
Okay. Because I listen to, like, I've been, like, hearing, like, snippets here and there, like, on Instagram and TikTok. It doesn't sound bad. Yeah, it like you said, it's like country and R&B, so like it was like pretty good.
I think you'll really like the duet with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Oh,
That was one of my favorites.
Okay. So I will listen to it.
I can see you liking that one.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, that's all for today's episode of Discovering Discographies. Again, we'd like to thank our guest, Sarika Donthu, for coming on and talking about her new music. Y'all go check it out. Talking to the Moon, correct?
Yeah, Talking to the Moon.
Yes. Out on all platforms.
Do you want to plug your Instagram?
Yeah, it's just Sarika Donthu, Sarika, underscore Donthu. You can find me on Instagram. I've been posting snippets like every day of this week of the songs. I posted a snippet of Used to Me today. The album is coming out tonight at midnight. So, yeah, keep your ears open for that. And I will be posting the link on my Instagram.
Cool. And you know to follow us at our Instagrams. Brandon is da plug.
And Brandon.wx.
And join us next time for the next episode of Discovering Discographies.
Thanks you guys for having me.